This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This bracket season, FanDuel is letting you make the call. Because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last-second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. So visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and get in on the college hoops action all tourney long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up on this show in half an hour. And then we are on our way out to Wachusett Mountain for a snow show tomorrow morning from 6 until 10.
And Greg, if I may, quick correction. I said Red Sox game at 1:05 today. Ken's going to kill me. It's at 6:05. I suck today, and I know that, because I'm just looking forward to tonight.
Oh,
I can't. I can't even think about the show today, okay, because this evening is where my head's at.
I see. Okay.
I shouldn't do that. That's on me. Well, but I love a road show, a snow show, being able to be out with the people, hugs, kisses, on the cheek.
Yes.
Kisses.
You embrace it.
Yeah.
And it is, we're going to be at the Copper Top Lounge from 5 until 7 watching basketball with you and cannot wait to see you tonight. I mentioned earlier that the amazing Ashley from the Greg Hill Foundation will be there with the remaining snow show merch from this snow show season. So get yourself a hat and hang out, and we can't wait to see you.
And DC's it had a good point in Twitch, and I want all of you guys to know it. Don't let your night job affect your day job.
Oh, correct. Wiggy, did you hear
something
that?
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I don't know where I've heard
we
it.
We should.
But
yeah.
Yep, I've heard that before.
We should live by that.
Mm-hmm. Wiggy never lets it. Like, Wiggy can go out till 11, 12, whatever. I don't know if have you scoped out any of the hot spots out in Princeton for the post game tonight?
No, I don't know. I don't really know anything about.
You could travel over to the Twin Cities, Leominster and Fitchburg, and maybe
right.
That's where it's near.
Taking some nightlife over there, maybe.
I had no idea. Like, I've heard of Wachusett's ski resort before, but I didn't really know where it was or what it was next to.
Yeah. Best jingle in the game.
So it's near Fitchburg. Yeah. Okay. All right. I had no clue where it was.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now you know.
You didn't know where it was, but you told me that it was going to take me an hour to get there.
No, because he said it's west. And I map quested it.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah. So I map quested it yesterday.
Map quested it?
Or
He's used that in about 15 years.
Why am I ridiculed for my age?
Right.
Well, when maybe somebody who plays the lottery every plays their numbers every day is map questing.
Greg, Wiggy's
Boomer.
Like, Wiggy's like, I binged it.
Or whatever you call it. I Google mapped it. Yeah. I Wazed it. I use Waze a lot. And then when I use Waze, I can do like leaving at a later date and later time, and it tells me how long it would take. So when you said that, but I had no idea where it was in Massachusetts.
I feel like my dad's darkest day was when you didn't need MapQuest anymore, because nobody loved giving directions more than my dad.
Yeah.
Like, that generation lived on the printout. When you see the forest, make a left.
Yeah. It is wild to think that that's the way we got directions.
Yeah.
Like a giant printed sheet of paper that told you to take a right at the second stop sign.
Right.
So,
remember, before MapQuest, Greg, and when we just only were able to use maps, because MapQuest would tell you what to do. Uh-huh. Step one, two, three, four. But before that, it was just maps, so you had to figure it out on your own.
Well, you had a giant map that you would unfold in the case of... is this Ask a Boomer? I guess it is. When we would go on a trip as a family, my old man would have my mother, Susan Hill, in the front seat trying to operate the map while he was trying to drive.
Right.
It would lead to constant arguments.
Would you highlight the route?
No. You just look it up and you say, I'm going to take this road and then I'm going to turn off here. And then you have to look and see where the road... But it's like everything else. Technology has made it so you don't have to think anymore. Like, nobody's required to do any thinking.
Right.
That's why boomers all know what highway you're on.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right. I never know the highway.
That's why.
If you get to the Tappan Zee, you've gone too far.
And that's why MapQuest was a game changer at
the
time.
That's why you still use it.
Well, it's Google Map. I was trying to say.
Wiggy told me MapQuest says it's going to take him 2 hours by horse and buggy tonight.
But Wiggy said, Ted, can I have some quarters for the toll?
But Courtney, MapQuest was a game changer because then you didn't have to figure it out on the map. It actually told you, number one, at specific light on specific street, you make a right. Yeah. Just basically like how your GPS does.
But Greg, the other thing that the next generation will never understand is my dad leaving at 6:50, getting out of the driveway, driving down, and he forgets something. And you literally are powerless. You have to call the office, and then he gets there in an hour and a half. Like, the notion of being unable to communicate with someone for 90 minutes while they're in traffic is so foreign.
That was the best segment ever that you did.
What?
The
Ask a Boomer?
The Boomer Challenge with Courtney.
Oh, when she had to identify Boomer objects that Boomers would use?
Yeah, that was
that was a long time ago.
That was when I first started, yeah.
That was so fun. Yeah.
This is... George from Warwick, Rhode Island. Hello, George.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I hope my care package arrived okay. And it was well enjoyed. I think there was a little something in there for Shime for a Pokemon little care package.
Got it yesterday. What did you get?
I think George is the one that sent in the popcorns and the little treats. He also sent me Pokemon cards.
Oh.
So shout out to George and his buddies.
Oh, very nice.
At the card store in Rhode Island. So
correction.
Yeah, that was over at Baseball Cards of Rhode Island in East Greenwich here. But hey, as quick aside, I heard Curtis or somebody talking about the David Andrews YouTube video.
Yeah.
That was a little bit misleading. He had not committed to coming back. He talked about the possibility of coming back and that he'd have a chance to see what he could do inside of camp. So I think that context is a little off.
Well, he used the word fired. I mean,
right.
Absolutely, he got fired. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Fired, but he thought he'd get the chance. He didn't know if he could physically perform. He hoped he had a chance in camp to see whether he could or not.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that he could play and now he has to play somewhere else. He wasn't sure he could finish.
George, what happened was that when he was cut, people said that's because he wants to retire. And what you heard in that cut was someone who didn't want to retire, who wanted the opportunity to compete for a job and go to camp as a member of the New England Patriots.
Well, I didn't hear anybody say he wants to retire, Curtis. I heard people say it was anticipated that he could possibly retire.
No.
That's what I heard.
Well, that's what
I heard. Yeah, so...
All right, George, thank you.
Thanks,
George,
take care, all. Yeah.
George, thank you again to you and your buddies for sending those Pokemon cards. I appreciate it.
Correction, it's Buddy, George and his buddy, and the buddy is imaginative. Imagine what's the word I'm looking for?
Imaginary.
If you're gonna take a shot, like at least get it right.
Imaginary. Yes. Let's see. This is Gene from, I don't know, where are you from, Gene? Sudfield?
Smithfield, Rhode Island.
Jackson wrote Sudfield.
Well, that's because he's got suds right now.
Nate Sudfeld in there.
Hello, Rhode Island. What's
Smithfield.
Up? What's
up, Gene? How you doing? I still write out my checks and mail in my bills.
Wow.
That's okay.
No, that's not okay. He's definitely... Who's writing checks? Is he writing checks at the grocery store too, Gene?
No. At the grocery store, I use cash. No debit card.
Balancing a checkbook to me is so crazy. Because, Gene, when you send in your checks, then the person's not receiving it for 3 days at least, right. And then they have to deposit it.
Right.
So that money's still in your account.
Right.
So you really have to depend on you balancing everything.
Right,
yes. It's a crazy concept.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Courtney does not want to live in a time where you could not spend more than you had in your bank account. That's the problem.
It's the instant.
I don't do that. No credit card debt here. Girl has a good credit score.
I don't like using the card over the internet because somebody will get my numbers.
That is a boomer take through and through. Wow.
Yeah.
That's usually very secure.
Yeah. I can't pay my bills. If I pay my bills online, then next thing I know, somebody's buying a pocketbook.
Some people like to do it that way.
I didn't think people still use checkbooks.
Yeah.
There are people who still use checkbooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I even have a checkbook.
I don't have one.
I saw a story that went viral last week about a guy who got divorced and got remarried, and he got checks printed. You know how you can get checks printed that have photos on them?
Mm-hmm.
He specifically got a checkbook printed, and it had the photo of him and his new wife so that he could write his alimony check out to the old wife.
That's savage.
That's savage. Absolutely savage.
Yeah.
But why not? Right?
Do what George Costanza, always put the wrong date in the check if you feel like you don't have the money.
And to be clear, Curtis, when we were talking about David Andrews earlier during They Said It, I think you and I agree. When it comes to veteran leadership and a guy who has played the position, which is a very important position anyway, but also when you have a relatively new to the league quarterback, you are just questioning why you wouldn't give him a shot, regardless of what the money is or what. Like, why don't you give David Andrews a chance?
How many times on Monday the last 2 years where the team went 8-26 did we sit here and say to each other, wow, David Andrews, despite that disaster, who got injured in the first quarter but came back in the third, finished the game, and who was the first person at the podium to answer questions about another loss? It was David Andrews.
Yeah.
In my view, he earned...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The right to try and get his job back. Devin McCourty, not Chris Curtis, told Karen Grigian the other day that he would have brought him in if for no other reason that he's there through camp as a guy that is a leader, a bridge guy that can work with Mike Vrabel and get the people that are the true Patriots on the team and weed out the ones that aren't ready to work.
Because it tells us that they feel like he can't play no more or he's not good, and that the kid Garrett Bradbury is a better option than him. And so why take reps away from the guy that we want playing, is the guy that we just signed to a 2-year deal, take reps away from him and Drake May working to build that relationship mm-hmm. to give him to David Andrews when we ultimately know we're going to cut him in training camp? And also, why, and people got to understand from the world of a player, why keep me around until camp to cut me when I'd rather you, even though I don't like it, you cut me now, and then I can sign on and get with a team who might be like, oh, you know what? We're looking to draft a center to stop for us. But guess what? Now David Andrews is on the market.
Yeah.
So it gives him more opportunities to be out there. Because when he says in the podcast that what'd he say he was?
Fired.
No, he was upset about
it. Chime, grab the audio if you could for Wiggy, please. Go ahead.
Hey, you have to respect it, but you don't always have to like it.
Yeah, no, that's the truth. Like, if you're a competitor,
that's the hardest part.
If you're a competitor, you're not like great. You know, like this is all like you know, no one wants to get fired, even in the real world. Like, and
that's right.
You know, but yeah, you know, I definitely respect their decision. You know, do I like it? No. You know, I mean, I think, like I said, I think I could provide value, and you know, I was hoping that I could try to play, and you know, like I said. You know, just trying to get the ship in the right direction and, you know, help the organization.
So, do I like it? No, that's telling me he still wants to play. And
yeah.
Courtney and she made a great point off air. What was you were saying?
Well, I was saying that I believe that David Andrews has earned the right that the Crafts could sit down with him and say, hey, this is what the program is thinking, the franchise is thinking. And then if he says, well, I'm thinking about retiring, they give him the option to retire without them cutting him.
Yeah.
Because then you go out where you retire a Patriot. It's not like you got fired,
right.
In his words.
Well, it was weird that Robert Kraft went out of his way to say we are planning on – you fired him.
Right.
Which
right.
is fine. You did it for cap reasons. Or meanwhile, you have $90 million to spend cap-wise, but whatever. But then you go out of your way to say we're planning on a big ceremony because he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
It's like you just fired the dude.
Right.
And
it's pretty crappy.
Because he knows
he's not happy with it.
They know he still wants to play.
So then why do all that pomp and circumstance nonsense?
Because
David Andrews wasn't happy about it. Once again, Robert Kraft is more concerned about what people write about
right.
him than what the team does.
So they do that to save face where, hey, like Courtney said, I guarantee you he sat down with them and had a conversation. And he's like, listen, I still want to play. And they said
he says he wants to try to play. Oh. He did fail the physical.
All right, I want to try to play, and then they go, well, we're going in a different direction, and rather than him go, okay, I'm going to retire, and we come to this, he says, no, I still want to play, and their way of saving face is we cut him, but when he does decide to hang it up, we're going to do this giant ceremony.
But don't
you
think, Wiggy, that they did that and they allowed the retirement stuff to marinate for a week because it made them look better? Like, if they were direct and honest from the beginning that they cut him after he wasn't ready to play, then it's a different conversation.
Any chance that they still bring him back, though?
No,
because they signed that kid from the Vikings.
Garrett Bradbury.
Yeah, they signed him. So that's the guy that they want to be there.
This is Jim from Upton. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Yeah, historical reference. You may recall that Bill Belichick brought both Teddy Bruschi and Troy Brown to camp, even though kind of everybody knew they were ending their careers, but they got to participate in camp. And we never even knew Brown wasn't playing until, like, at the end of the season. They just never said anything. But he kept them both, you know.
I would look into the Teddy Bruschi history of when he hired the agent before we give. And that's more Kraft than Bill, I think. But they tried to mess around with Bruschi, a guy that did everything for the organization. So,
and Texter says this is all Vrabel's call. So be clear about it.
Yeah. Vrabel made the decision, like, we're going in a different direction with David Andrews. And, you know, David is, you know, trying to figure out, like, he's leaning towards, like, I want to try and play. Can I still do it? I don't know, but at least I want to try. Where he's not leaning towards, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to retire.
This is Ryan from Manchester, New Hampshire. What's up, Ryan?
Yeah, I find it kind of ironic. I mean, listen, this is business, not personal. You're talking about a guy, no one's saying he's not a good guy, has missed two of the last 4 years, basically. And everybody prayed for Mike Vrabel to come in here, and they wanted the Kraft to relinquish control of the roster. And you guys are sitting here micromanaging, saying the Kraft should have got involved just because to respect the guy over a center. Nah. Let the guy build his team. They brought in enough leadership. They don't need a center that has missed two of the last 4 years.
What are you talking about? He's played in 17-14, 17-16, right. 14-15, 14 games. Where's the other year, Ryan?
Yeah, it was just last year.
Wasn't he the blood clot guy?
No.
No, that's Barmore.
Yeah.
He had a blood clot thing. That was a couple seasons ago,
I think. But he's played more than 12 games every season of his career. Yes.
That was 2019.
You want Johnny Kraft to call up Mike Vrabel
Ryan, you just said he missed two of the last 3 years. You're wrong.
That was 2019 when he didn't play.
Sorry. He's had some issues with that, and he's an older guy who is not guaranteed to play. Just stop micromanaging. You just had a guy in here that cost you the number one pick, and you wanted nothing to do with him anymore. You're bringing a guy to run the franchise, and you're saying, you're giving him, Courtney, come on now. You want Kraft to call him and say, Mike, I know I just hired you last week, but I'm really questioning your decision.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you want to say he's gone, but don't say he's not reliable.
Yeah, he's definitely reliable. I don't mind what they did because that is part of the business. I know you don't like it, but it really is. You have to look at it. If you're trying to play, it is a benefit for you as the player to be out there early. You might not like the decision,
right?
But it is a benefit for you rather than them going, listen, Vrabel going, all right, I could bring you to camp. I'm gonna cut you anyway.
So. All right. Well, as we have been discussing all morning, one positive, I guess, Steph Diggs in the building yesterday, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.